to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, everybody. I'm Naomi Ekperigin.
And I'm Andy Beckerman.
We're a real-life couple and a real-life couple of comedians. And we're the hosts of the podcast Couples Therapy.
We're the only comedy relationship podcast ever. Yeah, I said it. And we're so good, we've been written up in both the New York Times and we made Grindr's list of top podcasts.
Yes, we're giving you that high-low appeal. Trust. On the show, we talk to guests like Bob the Drag Queen, Angelica Ross,
Bowen Yang, Janelle James, Danny Pudi, Darcy Carden, Paul F. Tompkins,
and more. All about love, mental health, and everything in between. And we answer your relationship questions. We are two unlicensed comedians just trying to help you out.
So open your hearts, loosen your butts, because we got a lot of laughs
and a lot of real talk just for you.
Download Couples Therapy wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello and welcome. This is Edna White, your host today. And I want to talk to you about the book that is called How to Attract Money. And it's by Joseph Murray. So I came upon this book from Facebook. And I was scrolling through because I had given my 12 picks from my Keeping It Real on Purpose podcast author spotlight. So I'd given my 12 picks. I think I've almost made it to like 100 books that I've read from other authors during my podcast. But I came upon this because I was scrolling and just, oh, let me just check this out. because most of you that know me, I talk about abundance mindset, law of attraction, and belief systems. So, a few years ago, I wrote a blog that received over 56,000 views, and well, reads actually. And it was called The Money Under the Mattress, and what I believed to be true about the scripture, which I'm sure everyone is familiar with, the root of all evil, right? And I am going to kind of break that down because I really believe that, I really believed that the love of money was the root of all evil. And the reason why I'm stalling is because I'm trying to look it up on my phone to get the scripture itself from the King James Version and from the English Version. So for all you Bible believers and readers, the scripture that I am referring to is in 1 Timothy 6 and 10 for the King James Version, right? And I shouldn't even say the word basically because it's not even such a thing. But what it says is, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through so many sorrows. So in my learning this or being told this, all I heard was, for the love of money is the root of all evil. And if we are English majors and we've taken English, the semicolon means but for, and here goes the real information, right? So it says, which while some coveted. So when they coveted, they wanted what somebody else had. But more than just wanting it, they conspired, and that's the key word, conspired to get it. And they have erred in their own faith in abundance, in the mindset, in the law of attraction. They have erred in that particular setting or space, not setting, space, from faith. And they pierced themselves, and they hurt their own selves and made their own sorrows because they set out to have something someone else had, right? And someone else accumulated in a deceitful way. I didn't know that part because either I was lazy and didn't study to show myself approved to understand what was really being said to me, or I was naive and just believed that the person that was standing in front of me saying this to me was all-knowing and all-powerful and getting the word directly from the Spirit, and it wasn't true. So I digress, and this is what I'm talking about to you today, because I really want to get the understanding. And listen, for the love of money is the root of all evil, that statement alone, if you've heard it, let's say I heard it 29 years ago, right? It's not going to happen overnight that you uproot this, that you get rid of it. Yes, you find out you have to get rid of it, right? It's not serving you. Then you have to uproot it in all parts of your life. So what does the love go to? What does it go to? It goes to the heart of the matter, right? Love. So you start to perceive where your love is, right? You start to figure, okay, do I love money? It's necessary. I realize it's necessary to live as a human being. So once I establish that, I don't love it. It's necessary. It's a necessary vehicle, and I have to like it. Okay? I have to like it. And I have to understand how to go after it. I have to have the mind to be able to create it. I have to have the mind to believe that I have it to the fullest. Okay? So uprooting this statement out of your life is like a pulling a dandelion out. You have to get it by the root. And even when you get it by the root, you have to spray some stuff in there to kill it. I know some plant lovers are going to tell me that's wrong. And some, and even for the earth, it's wrong. I get it. Yes. Got it. Yes. Understand. But dandelions seem to be the hardest things I could think of that you could pull out of the earth and they still grow back. Okay. But this is how that phrase is embedded into your life. All right. So in going back to a lot of books that I've written, a short book called Abundance Mindset, Turn on Your Abundance Mindset. I talk about the lies, you know, and the lies really are important. So one of the lies that I talk about is, you know, how your parents say it's going to take an arm and a leg. It's going to cost you to be wealthy, right? Those are all lies. That's a lie, because then, you know, that one, when you got older, and the famous one, the tooth fairy. Take your tooth, comes out, you put it under the pillow, and you get a dollar or you get a quarter. But what if what you want costs $2? You have to wait till all your teeth fall out to get eight teeth to fall out in order to make that work, in order to get what you want. You see what I'm saying? That lie is part of the root of all evil. That's a lie. That's a misconception that goes into your subconscious and thwarts your abundance mindset, right? The other thing is, winners get prizes, right? And recognition. Love is part of that emotional feeling, right? The lie number two is that we're all winners. No, we're not. Some are losers, some are winners. No, we're not. We're not. We're winners in our own journey, depending on our steps. But when we enter a contest with other people, we are not all winners. They give out prizes according to that. That embeds itself into our subconscious, like the Little League. Things like that, you know, it embeds itself in our subconscious to continue to believe, going back to, for the love of money is the root of all evil. So winning awards that equate to money, that help you get money, we either do too much of it, and because everyone that gets those are winners, so we either do too much or we do too little. Everyone's not a winner. So that is a lie all itself. So, you know, I talk about this in my book, Abundance Mindset. And should we have realized that, I've been taught that earlier, we wouldn't compare ourselves to so many people. We wouldn't, you know, be competitive. We wouldn't worry about awards. you know, we wouldn't worry about education. We wouldn't worry about those things, but we'd still be a productive member of society. We'd be successful in our own right, millionaires, no matter what we are, no matter what has happened in the past, whether it be, slavery, whether it be any of those things, you know, land been taken from the indigenous people, you know, anything like that, anything that ever happened historically wouldn't be a deterrent from us being who we are. The lie number three was when you lie, right? And you develop an unhealthy relationship with money because of what you see and you go through. So if you saw that your mother spent money and hoarded it, or, you know, bought things that were over in excess, like too many suits, you know, too many pairs of shoes, you know, just stuff that would clutter and fill up the house, right? And they made that a priority and made times hard for you, right? You would have that fear of money. You would be fearful that it'll happen to you. So you wouldn't work as hard. You would take a menial job, get paycheck to paycheck. You would want to stay on a job because you didn't see anything more. If you got something more, what would happen? Or if you were living at home with your parents and they had all the stuff all over their house, why would you live somewhere to add more garbage to it? So it created a fear of money for you. It created a fear that stayed with you. This is a direct witness, right, of what happened to you in your past. Money issues have a whole lot to do with things that happened in the past. For the love or for the hate of it, everything stems, every feeling, every emotion you have stems from the good part of love. Everything bad is the other side of love, which is fear. So it all comes from the same place, just different responses and reactions. So I still look at this scripture, you know, because of how to attract money by Joseph Murphy had said, you know, this is one of the things he had brought out inside of the book, and how we should look at life, right, with money. And in my own journey, even to this point now, I'm seeing, and I guess I'm talking about going back to discussion of like my question for myself, how do I see my life, right? A lot of times what I'm going through usually is a condition of not having money, or worrying about money, or, you know, experiencing the flashbacks from past, right? So when I woke up this morning, and I told you guys this morning what I was thinking, and the question was, what do I really want my life to look like? You know, it's different than the question, what do I want out of life? The question is, what do I want my life to look like, right? So, of course, that's one of the questions that is in my book, or my guide, workbook, My Big Ask. And you can write down, you can write in this book as well, what do I want my life to look like? And this is a hard question. I'm going to tell you why. Because when you look at your life, is this all I want? And then when you look at television, you see this. And when you look at television and when you look at other people, you see that. But it's not talking about all that. The question is not directed to any of that. It's what do you want your life to look like? So I started breaking down, what would I want to be? Where would I want to live? Who would I want to be around? So I took it step by step. So where would I want to live? Well, I've been going, through that in my mind for years because I live in New York. So I definitely want to be somewhere warm in the wintertime. And I don't want to deprive myself of that, So of course, I said, I'll take me and Cooper and we'll go somewhere warm. Answer the question now, Edna. Where do you want to go? So I had chosen two places. One was Hawaii. The other was Florida. And then I kind of disqualified Florida because I was like, do I really want to live in Florida? Probably not. I want to be by some water, some calmness. I want to be, in a different place. I probably would choose, Hawaii. I want somewhere warm in December, or at least 70, and have good weather. So why am I saying all this to you? Guys, listen, take your life serious. Stop spending a millisecond thinking about your life or thinking how it should go or thinking what it should look like. Stop spending milliseconds. And if you can't get it, shut up, sit back, and be quiet. And give yourself put yourself on a timer and ask that question to your soul, to your spirit. What do I really want? That's the secret behind anything. Ask yourself instead of asking other people or taking prompts from other people. See, my mistake when I was younger, whatever I wanted, I got. I did. My mistake was starting to listen to people when I got into my 20s, saying I was going to be an evangelist. I was good. I need to do this. I need to do that. That was my mistake for listening to them. And now I have to uproot the seeds or the weeds out of there in order to get what I want now. I believe you can get whatever you want. Just ask for it. Just put it out in the universe. This is what I want. And believe it and leave it. Because you just don't go back for a seed. When you plant a seed, what do you go back to do? You go back to water it. Meaning you go back to add water to it. And faith is that I'm getting. So I could tell you this. In your exercise today, why don't you do this? Why don't you take a white piece of paper and take three things that you want your life to look like? Make tiny holes, right? And then pretentiously put three, write it down, write it under those holes, what's inside of there. What's inside that seed hole that's going to grow something. And every day, look at those three and touch them and say them. Let's put ourselves on a challenge to see that we can do these three things and come back in 30 days and say, did these 30 things, did steps to that thing I wanted happen? Am I making strides? Am I getting that? Am I on my way to that in 30 days? We can create our own lives, but we have to get rid of the dead weight of what money is to us subconsciously. We can say, oh, I don't need money. And it kind of disturbs me when people talk about, I'm doing this for the love. No, you're not. How do things work? in order to get other things to serve people properly, money is just a vehicle. Money has to, you have to have it. You have to have it. You have to have it to make things happen in this world. So stop saying that, because it's not true. You're lying to yourself as an adult. We need to get rid of all the lies in our lives. We need to get rid of them, uproot them, and we need not to be in the state of scarcity. When we ask for something, we don't need to be asking because we need it. We need to be asking because we want it. Because need is only a base of fear. Get it? It's only one of those demons of fear. It's a small version of it. Yeah, that's what I said, a demon. The biggest problem we have is our ego, right? And our ego either holds two things, love or fear. Because fear is the opposite of love. It comes out of, right? And if we are saying maybe the devil, okay, let's say the devil, Satan, whatever you want to put on it, right? It's really a reflection of our lives. It's us. So the devil is our ego. It's the other side of love. This fear, love is the space where all the good things happen are there, right? But the other side, like, you know, yin and yang, the other side is fear. So the other, so fear creates this ego or this persona that we now have, that we're going to get everything that we need, and we don't care how we get it. And it keeps us thinking small instead of big. It keeps us lacking things instead of having more than plenty. It keeps us in resentment instead of happiness. It keeps us in the fear of being of change instead of embracing change. It keeps us being reactive instead of proactive. It keeps us knowing it all versus learning. It keeps us thinking about what is not working instead of appreciating what is working. All of this is sabotage. Sabotage to our own success. And we keep wallowing around in the mud of our own worst expectations. And what I call, and what you guys know it to be, as a pity party. So we're always having, we're always in a stage of pity, 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 and seeing the worst, 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 worst. Instead of really taking life into a stage of every day being New Year's Eve, and there's a new resolution you're going to make and you're going to accomplish. So we get tricked by all that, because sabotage does that to us. So it also stops us, ladies, especially ladies, from asking for what we want, from getting help from people, from seeing, from accepting a free offer to get help. We always gotta second guess things. Oh well, if they ask me, they're gonna want something, and I can't give it to them. Right away, you already limited yourself. So with all your awards on the wall, all your junk that you got collected, and letting people congratulate you, you're still in the doldrums. You're still in the dumps. You're still needing things instead of wanting. You're still there. All that stuff that you got on social media saying this is the best day, and you're still in your misery, because when you're not up to par, emotionally intelligent, self-developed, personally developed, you're not up to par. You're not up to par. We can celebrate all that stuff. Believe me, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. Okay? So I was talking about me. So now I got to do some work. So what I did is I went out went and grabbed, I didn't go out, but I went and grabbed my book, My Big Ask, and which was a workbook, and Abundance Mindset. And what I'm going to spend the day doing is going through these and really pivoting now my life. Because when I'm asked a question from my spirit about where I need to go, I know that it's birthing something. So I need to go along with the birth of it. So when, take this cue, guys, listen, when you're asked a question by your, from yourself, about yourself, it's a cue that there's going to be an opportunity to make that pivot. But when you ignore it and you point it off and you go ask somebody else their idea, do what the other self tells you to do, guess what's going to happen? Nothing. So what I suggest to you is you don't have to go buy my book, Abundance Mindset. You don't have to buy my book, The Big Ask. I'm any book that gives you direction. And I think I created these books from first for me and then for other people that said, I listened to what you said, and I think this should be written down. And so I'm saying to you, grab a hold of these books, you know, get some books or get a journal. But it does the work for you because the questions are here. You just have to answer. If you spend 15 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, 15 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, just 15 minutes of quiet time, figuring out the questions of life, just like my big ass talks about. If you sit and spend 15 minutes trying to figure that out in your story of your life, guess what? You won't be stuck in life. You won't be stuck with relationships because you'll figure it out. You'll be solution oriented. You won't be stuck in your career because you'll know which way to go. Even you'll know how to pivot because you'll know yourself better. And the fourth one, when, as an entrepreneur, yes, you're going to make errors. You're going to make mistakes, but you'll know how to pivot. And you'll know, you'll have the solution. You'll know how to figure the solution out. So this all started on the premise of how to attract money. And the book is by Joseph Murphy. And I'm going to tell you, it's a good book. It's a good book. I like the fact that he doesn't lean on too much scripture, which is perfect. But it's relatable to the law of attraction. And it's also relatable to my book, Abundant Mindset. So I want you to take a look at that. And think that through, you know? And if you have any questions, if you still struggle with this stuff, hey, let's get on a call together and see what you want to do. And maybe we can work together and focus on your life through this workbook together. And we can work on it. Or maybe you have a group of people that you want to have a, I don't know, book club. And you want to go through this book with a bunch of people in a book club. Let's do that. Let's get together and, you know, contact me and I can do this as a book club and come and be your speaker. Come and help draw these questions out for you. Let's do it. If you want to talk through Abundant Mindsets and you want to use it as a book club book, by all means, do it. And let's figure some things out. Let's grow. Let's get emotionally intelligent. Let's develop in ourselves, our personal lives, in our careers, in our business. This is Edna White signing off. Always look to the comments section or the content section where I have my link for appointments and my website. I'll talk to you real soon. Bye for now.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
We're reconsidering everything right now. What is time post-COVID? What is truth in Trump's America? Is You've Got Mail secretly a movie about a creepy gaslighting stalker? We can't answer the first two questions, but we have opinions about the third. We on Hot and Bothered are revisiting romance movies of the past and asking, what were these movies teaching us? What did we not even realize they were teaching us? Hot and Bothered is me, Vanessa Zoltan, a pop culture critic and nice lady with opinions, and Hannah McGregor, a bona fide professor of media studies, loving love stories, and also just a little bit concerned. Come listen to Hot and Bothered.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
For 25 years, Brightview Senior Living Associates have been committed to creating a vibrant culture and delivering exceptional services, making Brightview a great place to work and live. If you're looking for a rewarding opportunity to serve your local community and grow, we want you to join our team. Brightview Senior Living is growing and actively seeking vibrant associates to join our community teams, including directors, healthcare, activities, hospitality, and dining. Apply today at careers.brightviewseniorliving.com.
Equal employment opportunities.
Text BVJobs to 97211 to apply.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.